on Queen City Supers after our wannabe heroes successfully passed the unexpected test set for them by the Hero Institute. They went for some celebratory boba, talked a little bit about, well, hey, what do you think it's gonna be like? What's it gonna look like? What should we expect? When are we gonna hear back? Among other topics of conversation, as people tried to avoid accidentally leaking to Bethany who they are. Because Bethany's the only one that doesn't know. And then we got to see each of our heroes' ordinary lives, and then you all got an invitation inviting you to come to the Hero Institute the following morning. Everyone knows where this building is. It is the tallest building in downtown. A marvel of metal and glass and advanced materials that stretches into the sky. There are dozens to possibly hundreds of balconies. It's a little hard to tell on some of the higher levels that are up near the top for those superheroes who can fly or get up that high to have an easier way to access the building. And some rumors of underground ways to get in for people who don't fly but want a way to get in, but I don't know if any of y'all have been able to confirm if those actually exist or not, much as you've probably tried, Glider.
I've been on the forums. I know what everybody thinks.
You're all up in all just, the myths of this place.
Just a little obsessed, yeah. So...
just a little.
A normal amount.
You all show up around the same time, and I'm assuming, are you all in your super suits?
Yeah.
Begrudgingly.
The reluctance in both of you.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, he likes a leather jacket. He doesn't really like the rest of it because it's too Phoenix-y, but he gets why it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Madigan's just so grumpy she's not here as herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, she didn't sleep much. She was just annoyed.
How do y'all feel as you approach this building that... I feel like, Marcus, you're the only one that's maybe been inside?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if unless there was, like, a community event where they opened, like, part of the first floor to people.
So I was thinking maybe more of a, it might have happened before, but I think the memory that Marcus remembers specifically is the, like, bring your kid to work day, so to speak.
Yes.
Where the Phoenix was visiting the school and, like, you know, doing some training with some of the new recruits and brought him along. And he got to see all these, like, colorful costumes and all these cool younger heroes that had, like, outfits that kind of matched their style rather than, like, the classic Golden or Silver Age style, and that really inspired a lot of Marcus's look and, like, the decisions that he made about his look. He probably did run into somebody with motorcycle related powers and saw that they were wearing a cool leather jacket and were like, that could be me.
For someone, that was just their style. Their powers may have not been motorcycle related,
right
all.
Of course
they just really liked it. Was just their vibe.
Yeah, that is purely what Marcus thinks, because Marcus is too shy to ask at the time.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
I feel like it's kind of like the Metro Tower in Justice League, where, like, the first, like, intro area is kind of like a museum where people can go on, like, tours and learn all about the big superheroes.
Yeah, they do have some places that are public access just so people can learn about things. Also, if anyone, like, needs help or just needs a safe place to stay, they have stuff for that. But anything beyond that area, you have to have clearance to get into. And I will say that, especially, like, in the upper levels, there are a lot of places where it's basically superhero co-working spaces.
Yeah. It's a lot of offices.
Yeah. It's not all just the school, but the school is situated here. It also makes sense, because then if, like, heroes want to go mentor the upcoming heroes, they can have easier access.
Yeah, I think Bethany's definitely been here on a school field trip when she was real little. I think everyone does at least once.
Mm-hmm.
And then after she got her superpowers, she was just like, I can't go. I can't go as like a tourist. I can't just do that. And so that's when she started like applying.
So you haven't been in since you got your powers?
No. She didn't want to like, she had this weird feeling like she was going to jinx it.
That's weird. How does Madigan feel about this?
Very much dreading the whole thing, but just going to do it anyway. Because she'd keep getting hounded.
And I will say, you did get an email from your boss that basically said, yeah, you can take this time off, but I have some projects I need you to have done. Sort of like a quality testing test for bugs. You know that you aren't probably aren't the only person working on it, but it's a time-sensitive thing, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's given you some programs that he wants you to work on while you're going through however long the Hero Institute education system goes. Because you don't know, no one does.
Yeah. It's different for everyone.
It basically goes as long as they say it's going to go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bethany definitely accidentally no-called, no-showed.
Oh, no.
At the TCBY / Subway.
Oh, no. And no one else was scheduled to work that day.
No one else was scheduled to work morning shift. And the subway worker's not gonna call anyone about it. They're like, oh no, she's not here. She'll remember this in a few days.
Oh. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
Actually, now that you mentioned that, odds are evens.
Evens.
Like somebody just says sandwich and your brain just like clicks into place. I missed my work that day. Sandwiches.
Just like, oh no, my job. My job. Okay, we'll get to that result of that roll later. That was to see if like the subway people were going to come to your rescue or not. Because you have no idea. You don't know. But you're going to hero school. It'll be fine.
I'm in the zone. Gonna be fine. I'm so excited.
Describe your walk-up.
Oh, I'm already there when they get there and pretending like I haven't been here for a while. And I'm just like bouncing on my feet. I'm like, good morning!
Oh, good morning. You seem pretty high energy for morning time, but yeah.
Oh, I couldn't sleep at all last night. I'm so tired. But speech and metabolism, I can't really do anything about it. I just kind of gotta ride it out.
Oh.
Until I get real tired later. But I'll probably sleep really good tonight. Like, this is gonna be so exciting. I'm so excited, aren't you? Ah!
Yeah. I'm gonna get to meet a lot of new people. I get to learn about my powers and how to use them better. It's all good stuff. I'm really sorry about your metabolism and general situation.
I'm so used to it. It's fine. I'm so used to it. It's great.
Okay.
I'm like vibrating. I had coffee and that usually carries me, so I'm all right.
Maddie is just standing there, full costume, backpack on, just slowly sipping her coffee. Who's that chipper in the morning? Bye.
You met Glider, right?
Yeah, I know. But she also didn't sleep very well that night, and she is not a morning person. She likes to get her day done as early as she can, but she is not a morning person.
That's fair. I also imagine you didn't sleep great last night, because just, what do? You know you have a tough decision coming up, and you don't want to think about it, but you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. So she'd wake up at like random intervals and do some of that little bit of work that her boss wanted her to do while she's on her education, quote unquote, leave. She'd like start doing like mini coding for what he needed me to do.
Yeah, at least just, like, kind of start reading over to figure out, okay, what am I dealing with? What do I think this is supposed to do?
Yeah. Pretty much.
As the three of you are talking, Bethy, you become aware if someone has come up behind you and you hear, you're a speedster right here. This should help. And you see the Phoenix is handing you a cup of coffee.
Oh, Mr. The Phoenix!
I make like an audible, like, yeah. Hey, Dad.
I did have Felix say, like, we get to go into work together.
Yeah.
He stopped at the coffee cart, and Glider just straight up didn't notice.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of people milling about, and there's people dressed just, you know, normal casual wear. There's people in their whole superhero get up just going in and out. Like, it's a normal day. And Glider is currently fangirling so hard right now.
He hands me the coffee and I'm just...
It's just Phoenix.
Oh, sure. Yes, sir. Sir. Just Phoenix. Yes. Yes, this is just what I needed. Yes, just a coffee. Thank you. Then it smash cuts back to me at like 4 a.m. in my own kitchen with like a whole pitcher of coffee. And I'm like, this'll work. And I'm just downing it.
Oh.
Then smash cut back to the present with my little cup of coffee.
Picture, like, it's like a grande, and he gestures over up that coffee cart. If you ask for the speedster brew, I don't know what they put in it, but it is designed to help for speedsters. I've heard it's a little more effective. Been a while since I worked with a speedster, though, so hope it'll help.
Oh, wow, that's so conscientious and great.
Drink. A little birdie told me a little bit about you all, and so also is my turn to do coffee run. So you see, he has like a whole tray of coffee, and he is in the full Phoenix get up right now. And he looks to Madigan Ruggis. Either of y'all want something?
I hold up my like extra large black coffee. I'm good. Thank you though.
I'm good. I didn't do caffeine this morning because I figured it would be, like, I don't want to get the shaky caffeine feeling.
Yeah, that's a good call. Y'all are going to be great. I will leave you to your business I guess I'll see you afterwards. Pointing to Marcus and walks off with, like, the tray of coffees.
Thanks, Dad.
Radiga just salutes, like, with her coffee.
I'm doing that, like, open mouth smile, I just saw a celebrity, and I'm making this face at Marcus like, that's your dad!
Yeah, I saw him this morning. We came separately. It was a whole thing.
Oh! Oh, I thought y'all would have come in like a... Well, I guess he can fly, right? So I guess there's not like a Phoenix Mobile.
Yeah, no, I just kind of threw myself the way I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, like, you know, cement my whole thing aside, because I didn't want to show up to school being sort of arm carried by my dad.
Makes sense.
With him, you know he will, but he's gonna, like, it's only if you ask.
Yeah, no, this is very much like...
He's very respectful.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have my first day be like, and then the Phoenix drops me off. Because I'm his little baby boy. Like, I don't want that. I don't want that to be the thing that, like... Like, Marcus specifically is like, okay, like, it's very cool. I am the sidekick. That is my dad. But we have lives outside of that. And, like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I didn't know he was going to be here.
Yeah, he does. He teaches here sometimes.
That's so cool. Gosh, yeah, you're going to be, like, way ahead of us.
I mean, in some cases, maybe. In other cases, no. Like I said, I haven't really done much group work before outside of stuff with the Phoenix. And, well, the entrance exam with you all.
You did learn quite a few social skills yesterday, though.
Yeah, I took some online class.
I love that role was so good.
Yeah, no, I look over and what's like a specific feature on Glider's costume that's like really well maintained?
Oh, probably the stylized G with like the speed lines, because it's like embroidered. Very self-designed and put through an embroidery machine. But it's like, it looks really nice.
So I think Marcus stops and like pulls out a notebook, and it's like, be kind about specific things that it looked like people worked hard on. It looks like you worked really hard on that G, and it looks very good on your costume.
Thank you. We did work really, my mom and I worked really hard on this. This is like the 30th iteration of the G. I have got so many notebooks. Do you know how many ways you can draw a G? Like, so many, and I've probably drawn on all of them. But yeah, I'm really proud of this one. I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, it's a good font.
Beaming.
Yeah, no, and like he like looks over and like checks the that one on the notepad and like closes it.
Oh, I love that. As you look around in the crowd, you see there are other people who also look kind of nervous to be, or not quite glider level nervous, but they look a little nervous. Others are just kind of glancing at the three of you like, yeah, I remember those days.
Madigan's just trying not to laugh while she sips her coffee.
Trying not to accidentally snort your coffee.
It's hot. That would hurt.
That would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
It'd also be very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep. Because I'm not sure what side of things everybody's aware of me, whether they're aware of my techie side or my strength side. It would be awkward on either principle.
You just gotta make a good impression. Keep your cool until you figure out why exactly do you want me.
Exactly.
So, as you hold head on in, who wants to roll to assess the situation to figure out where to go?
Ooh.
I got a 5, so I failed.
I also got a 5.
Yeah!
I rolled a 7.
Okay.
Good enough.
So what has Marcus and Glider distracted while Madigan is trying to figure out where to go? Also, I will be using the character / superhero names interchangeably.
You're good.
It's just That's gonna fine. Happen, apparently.
I'm just starstruck, because, like, the bottom layer is a museum, but also it's, like, the first day of the semester or whatever. So, like, there's just teachers and superheroes, like, walking around, and I'm, like, remembering coming here as a little girl, but now I feel like I can, like, appreciate it more, and I'm just like, oh, the murals! Oh, the statue! Like, oh, they've got, like, Lady Lightning's original costume! Like, I don't know, I can't even focus.
You just get hardcore distracted by, there is a display for Blitzfire, the fastest woman alive. She retired, like, a while ago, but I feel like you've been low-key obsessed with her story for so long. There are other speedsters, but she was the most famous one. And what's got Marcus distracted?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for Marcus, it's not so much like being starstruck. It's that there's like some other, maybe not small time, but like some other newer, younger hero is either messing with someone or being distracting on purpose. And Marcus just like gets lost and like forgets what he's, because he's like, oh, I should talk to that guy because he's like being mean or whatever.
Yeah, it's just some kid, like, yeah, these people, like, look, pointing at a display of just, like, a group of decently well-known heroes. Yeah, they think they're so great, I'm gonna be better than all of them. Just some dude, bro, who thinks he's the best thing in the world.
And I go, that can't be right. Like, there's no way this guy's the best in the class. And it's, like, I'm taking it all at very face value. And I don't call out to him, but I make a note and I flip through my little notebook about like social interaction, and it's like, when laying out boundaries, be firm but willing to compromise. And I'm like, I don't know if that one helps for this situation.
You do have telekinesis if you want to just, you know, make him look silly.
That's true. I don't know if Marcus would do that, but he does point out, I'm like, okay, lay firm boundaries. And I close the notebook. Hey, you don't know if you're going to be the best at this, because we're all starting on a... Like, I can't actually say we're starting on an equal playing field, but we're starting with, like, you know, similar skill levels.
Roll plus superior.
Oh, my worst stat. I'm so excited. So it would have been a pass, but I got a minus one, so it's a six.
Kit turns around. What did you say to me? Meanwhile, Madigan, you have found somebody who you can ask for directions, and you're only partially aware of something about to go down.
Oh, no.
I picture, like, you turn back just as you see some random kid all suited up. He starts to square off against Marcus. What'd you say to me, you little punk? Just because your dad's some big hero doesn't mean you can talk shit to anyone.
I didn't talk shit. I was just saying that you can't be saying that you're the best around here. Because we don't know who the best around here is.
You think you're better than me?
It wasn't what I said. I think I have something in my notebook for this. And I'm like flipping through it. I can't find anything. I'm like, oh no, no.
I kind of...
Yeah?
Yeah?
Zip between them. And... I'm like... Oh my god, hey! Are you Achilles Jr.? Are you Mr. Achilles' like sidekick?
That's a good, I guess.
Achilles Jr. is the most like
for babies.
It's baby Achilles for babies. Like
I just
Kid Achilles.
I really liked the name Mr. Achilles, and I was like, what is like baby Achilles.
Mr. Achilles and baby Achilles. He was like, I'm not baby Achilles anymore.
Roll to defend someone, so roll plus savior.
Oh, I'm good at that.
For the Scarlet Sentinels, you see this starting to go on. What do you want to do?
I just sigh, and I'm just waiting to see if somebody takes another step towards maybe something actually starting, because now it's just kind of a slap fight. It's just a little verbal slap fight, and if someone tries to start something, I will step in and just physically pull them apart.
So what'd you get to defend someone?
A 7.
Okay, on a 7 to 9, it costs you. You expose yourself to danger or escalate the situation.
I was trying to de-escalate the situation.
On a hit, you keep them safe and choose one. So do you want to add a team to the pool, which you do currently have one in? Take influence over someone you protect or clear a condition?
I'll just add one to the pool.
Okay.
I'm legit, like, I just kind of saw the tension with them. Because I heard him talking too. And I'm legit trying to, like, calm this down. But that speedster coffee's kicking in. And I'm just like, yeah, you're...
I think what it is he hasn't gone by Achilles Jr. in a long time, but you forgot.
He's already done his, like, transition to, like, a new hero name, and you just called him his baby.
Oh.
His baby persona, yeah.
Oh, what's the word? I don't want him to be... I was going to say the Trojan, but that's bad.
Oh, I was going to say it'd be fun if his, like, new hero name was Hubris.
Yeah, I like that.
Hubris.
Like, yes. he took the Achilles thing and he just doubled down.
Yeah, so as you're like, you're Achilles Jr., right? He just... It's almost like he gets a little bit bigger as he's standing, like, starting to tower over both of you. My name is Hubris, and if you know what's good for you, you will both scram, and I will never see you here again.
Madigan sighs again.
Do I? Of course it's Hubris. My bad.
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I don't know if I want to. I don't like anybody, like, threatening people I care about.
Run home, little girl. You don't have what it takes to be a hero.
Yes. Scarlet Sentinel's coming up behind you guys.
Well, the thing is, Bethany's not pressed by any of this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, according to the Hero Institute, I got the same invitation you did, so I'm really excited to be working with you. We're all gonna be together. Ah, that's so exciting. And we get to meet so many other people. Ah, Hubris, this is gonna be great. And I hold up my hand to, like, fist bump.
Does anyone want to roll to assess the situation?
Oh, man, that's a choice.
At this point, Scarlet, or I would also let Kid Phoenix.
Yeah, I will assess, if that's okay. And that one is, assess is plus mundane?
Plus superior.
Oh, it's my worst stat. Oh, okay, this time I got a 7, so I can assess the situation.
Okay.
So how can we end this quickly?
Just back down. Just get away. Physical separation. Break line of sight. As long as the two of you are seen here, not backing down from this, he is going to keep escalating.
That's tough because he seems like a bully and I don't like bullies.
Can Madigan jump in here?
Yeah. I would love to see what Madigan jumps in to do. Because I'm getting ready to square up.
Madigan is grabbing the back of your guys' jackets and just pulling you back. Now, you guys. Yeah. No fighting. If you want to do any challenging, you can do it in class. Here is not the place.
Nobody's fighting. What are you even talking about? Are you, like, dragging us away?
Yeah, no, I'm being fully dragged. I was just gonna, you know, like, slam him into a wall a little bit.
We'll take a look around a little where bit. We are.
Yeah.
Wait, were we fighting? We weren't fighting.
He was being mean to you.
There were a lot of people looking at you.
I pull you guys through like a wall of people. We have class, we have orientation. I don't want to be here at all, but we have to go.
You have been listening to Queen City Supers, a Graveyard Tape side story using the game Masks. Masks, a New Generation, is a superhero role-playing game in which a team of young heroes fights villains, saves lives, and tries to figure out who they are. Featuring Caitlin as Madigan, aka Scarlet Sentinel, the Janus. Jess as Bethany Bertolucci, aka Glider, the Beacon. Ian as Marcus, aka Kid Phoenix, the Doomed. And Brianna Jean as the Keeper and Producer.